conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Ricky Lee.
Hey, girl.
Hi. Let me go outside. Is this okay? Can you guys see me all right out here?
That's divine. That's perfect.
Thank
You're
you.
You're divine.
Oh,
You're
honey.
Divine.
So we have a song. It's called Unbothered. You sound completely unbothered in it by the past.
Sure, unbothered.
By the past indiscretions of a potential partner, or at least you're projecting the past indiscretions of someone else's potential partner. It's a really good song, babe.
Thank you so much. It's really just a big FU middle finger bent about anyone who's ever been an arsehole to you.
I love that because we need a song like that. And with each of your songs you release, you always have like amazing meanings. And it's just, especially for people like who care too much, it's a good song to say, hey, look, I'm unbothered with that, and to move on and just, yeah.
The other day before the song came out, I had people messaging me and sending me videos on Instagram and singing it and just saying, babe, this song, it's so relevant to me. It's just, it's so perfect for whatever I'm going through. And I had people talking about going through breakups or dealing with people and bullying at school and stuff like that. And I think that is the great takeaway message from this song, but it is all about focusing on the good things in your life and not getting caught up in the drama and the negativity that some people thrive on. And just having a good life and focusing on the good things in your life and not getting upset and mad and not wasting your emotions on people that don't deserve it. Oh, you don't need that shit in your life.
Exactly.
I can feel like any negative energy just being like exuded from my body right now by your words. This makes me so happy.
I've watched too many Oprah Soul Sundays. Yeah.
Oh, love Oprah. She's the best.
That is your That's your secret to tapping into the universe is Oprah's Soul Sundays, right?
Totally. Oprah is God. Like, I'm not religious, but Oprah is my Jesus.
Well, Ricky Lee is one of her disciples then.
Totally. I need to put that on a t-shirt. Oprah is my Jesus.
You'll sell a lot of those, but then she'll probably sue you for using her name on.
She will, but I'll be unbothered.
Boom, she got it in there, even on the phone. I reckon it's cool to hear you doing a song like this after doing Not Too Late. I mean, when I first spoke to the people around you at EMI after Not Too Late came out, they were like, there's bops coming. And what do you know? There's a bop out. I mean, is there an album on the way? And has it got a sonic direction? Is there any? Does it go either of those two ways, or is it just a complete kind of snapshot of who you are right now?
Well, how's this? The bops that were coming. So Unbothered is a latecomer to the bop party.
Okay.
Yeah. There was another song that I was going to release after Not Too Late. So Not Too Late was my first cab off the rank. The next song, we had mixed and mastered. It was finished. It was in the bag December last year.
No way. And what was the thing about Unbothered that made you go, I need to get this out?
Well, here's the thing. So we came back. We had it mixed and mastered. We delivered it to the label and we were like, yeah, I'm getting pissed over summer. and then it came back in January, met with the label, and we all collectively felt, once we'd listened back to it, it's not right. It's not there. There's something missing. And nobody could put their finger on it, what was missing. And it was like, I need to go back and try and rewrite it. Maybe I need to try and rewrite the verses. Maybe I need to rewrite the chorus. Maybe it's not hitting enough. Maybe it's the pre-chorus. Maybe it's the bridge. I've written 25 versions of this fucking song, and it still didn't get there. And then we had, I thought, you know what, it's not the lyrics, it's not the melody, it's the production. I need to go back on it, on the music and the production. So I've spent the last like 6 months. We found this, one of my favorite producers in the whole world. I'm obsessed with him. We tracked him down. He's like, I'm in, I'm doing it, let's go. He said, we've done 3 versions with him. It's still not there. And I was about to jump off building. I was like, this song is like the thorn in my side. I'm going to get there one day. We're not quite there yet. So as I was about to, I got to the point where I was like, you know what? I need to put this song aside. I need to just take a break from it. And I was banging my head against the wall too much with it. I needed to take a break. That same day, my A&R, who's also Troy Sivan's A&R.
The beautiful Mark Holland.
The beautiful Mark Holland. He said, Ricky, wrap your ears around this song. He sent me this song in my inbox that came. He said, wrap your ears around it. I hear you all over this. So the song was sent to me and I was like, I'm going to the studio tomorrow. Let's do it. I rewrote the lyrics in, I think, the first verse. And I've cleaned up a couple of other things throughout the song. And I recorded it because I wanted to see how my voice sounded on it. Because sometimes, you know, some things suit some people. So I recorded the song, sent it to everyone at the label. And they were like, this is the next single. We love it. I played it to my inner circle, my friends. And everyone was like, that's it. And it was so refreshing. It was such a breath of fresh air after the shitstorm that was this other song that I'm still working on. And that's how it came about. That's how this song happened. That's why this one became the next single.
Oh, that is the best story. You get a round of applause for that.
Crazy.
That's amazing. I mean, what is it about this other song, though? Not to distract from Unbothered, but what is it about this other song that has kept you going back to that thing? Because obviously there's something in there that you really care about.
It's an amazing song. I wrote it with the chick who wrote Wrecking Ball. And it's an anthem. Like it's the song that everyone always has a song that they wish they wrote. This is that song for me. It's like if I heard it on the radio, I'd be angry that I didn't write it. but I'm like, I can't give up on this song because I feel like it's going to be the best song I've ever released. But it's going to be one of those ones that takes time. It might even take me another year. Who bloody knows? But in the meantime, we all get to enjoy Unbothered.
Yes, we do.
Are you dropping a video for it soon?
We are going to film the video in the next couple of weeks. So we're just kind of scheduling it all in and finalizing the treatment and the idea. And it's going to be a really fun video to shoot. I think I don't want to just do a pretty video. I want to have some fun with this one because the song is so sassy.
It is.
So we're going to shoot one soon.
Will there be you naked on the back of a giant horse again?
I can't repeat myself, darling.
It's an elephant this time, babe. It's an elephant.
It's an elephant.
Can you imagine?
I broke it. Ricky, do you want to play a quick game with us?
Of course I want to play a game with you.
We have this stupid game that we call Who Said It on the Socials, and we have some theme music. Are you ready?
I'm into it.
It's very old-timey, very sort of 70s game show style. Basically, Gemma has three tweets in front of her and three people who could have said the tweets. They somehow relate to you. We both have to guess who tweeted it. The one who gets the most correct wins. Does that kind of make sense?
We'll see if it makes sense. I'm a bit twisted today, so who knows?
You've got this, Ricky. I believe in you.
All right, here's the question one, Jim. Right.
Imagine being able to build a house, such a sick skill to have. Anne Marie, Dua Lipa, or Charlie Puth?
Imagine being able to build a house, what a sick skill to have.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, I don't know, I can't be a man thing to say that. That doesn't sound like a manly thing to say.
But maybe it's a woman saying that they wish they had the skill to build a house, like a strong man can.
Yes, that's what I mean. That's why I don't think it's Charlie Puth. I think it's either, who is it, Anne-Marie or Charlie XCX?
Oh, Anne-Marie or Dua Lipa.
Anne-Marie or Dua. I think it might be Anne-Marie.
I'm going to go Dua Lipa.
Ricky, you're correct.
Ah!
Yes! Woo!
Sorry, Nick.
You've been around Trent Titmarsh too long today.
Yeah, sorry.
Don't apologise. Okay, tweet two. Give us tweet two.
Later chickens, got to go and make the donuts. Kiss me, Madonna, Cher or Mariah Carey.
What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know what they're on about.
Say that again.
Later chickens, got to go and make some donuts. Kiss me.
That is the weirdest, like, I've had too many champagne tweet I've ever heard. It comes from Mariah, I don't think, because she calls her fans the lamb.
Yeah, the lamely.
The lamely, so it's not Mariah. And I don't think Madonna tweets, so I'm going to say sure.
I'm going to lock Cher in too.
Yes, you're correct.
I'm the f***ing winner.
Well, you got to get the next one right. All right. Tweet number three.
No, she's technically still the winner, but let's just try and make it a clean sweep, eh?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Can we talk about how Ricky Lee is doing a Facebook Live on the side of the road drinking champagne, listening to a new song, When Were Your Fave? Amy Shark, Conrad Saul, or me?
I'm pretty sure it was you, Gemma.
I was going to say Amy Shark because that seems extremely Amy Shark's brand to be impressed with that.
Yeah, and she's my girl, so she knows me better than anyone, so she knows that was me. But I think it's Gemma.
Who is a Gem? Give
what
us
are you locking in, Nick?
I'm going to lock in Amy Shark just because I know that I'm wrong and I want to give Ricky the clean sweep here.
Ricky's got the crown!
This has been the best. Ricky Lee, you absolute bloody diamond in the rough.
I am the best.
Go make our girl a number one superstar. Thank you so much, my love.
Thank you. So good to talk to you guys. I'll see you really soon.
See you soon, darling.
See ya. Thanks,
Bye.
Ricky.
Bye. Bye.